Mama to Begin Again Mama. I'm your host, Tia, holistic nutritionist, integrative nutrition health coach with a focus on whole person health and a bonus prenatal and postpartum certification. I am currently entering my second trimester in my second pregnancy, and it's hard to believe that the first trimester is over and that I survived with a toddler. It also has me reminiscing on the first year of my firstborn Otto's life. I can't help but just recall how immediately I felt like I needed to be doing more. I remember this pull between feeling lazy and knowing I needed to rest and heal in that first few months of postpartum even, and really being hard on myself for not having a good flow around the house, for not being able to get more done in the day that I thought I was supposed to. This was my, as many moms who end up staying home, my first experience of being home all day long, not having a quote-unquote real job or income coming in on my end. And accepting that was a lot more challenging than I thought. I felt like I needed to pull my weight around the house significantly more because I wasn't working outside of the home, because I wasn't bringing in income for our family. I remember a lot of resistance because I didn't know how, or I didn't have this sense of flow in my day that I felt so many moms had that I was in circle with, or that I saw on social media, or just assumed that people had, or assumed that I would have after my first son was born. I recall being really down on myself for not knowing how to get into this quote-unquote flow I assumed everybody had. I can now look back on that time and really see that me and my son, had our own flow throughout the day. It just didn't consist of a strict schedule or the daily household cooking and cleaning and things that I assumed we'd be getting to more often. And then once I started feeling ready again to start leaving the house and expanding on our day and really craving more connection with people and trying to find how to fit that into my day and try to figure out nap schedules, sleep schedules, feeding schedules, and all this stuff, I realize, looking back, I definitely didn't have this realization in the moment, but I realized that by just showing up and doing the thing that day, whatever that thing was or whatever that next step was for me in that moment, I was creating my own flow. We were stepping into our own form of rhythm and routine. I personally don't subscribe to the children need a schedule. Schedules can be very rigid. I subscribe to the belief that children need rhythm in their lives. Yes, consistency is great. They don't follow the clock. Like, they don't know what time it is. They don't honestly care what time it is. Time is not a concept in their life. And when I kept track of the time and overly concerned by schedules and timing of naps and feedings and getting ourselves out of the house, I was way more overwhelmed. I felt like the day went by so much slower, yet so much quicker at the same time, if that makes sense. I wasn't able to get as much done or really be in the moment, be present with my baby, and sink into motherhood in a way that felt positive for me until I let go of these schedules, until I realized I just need to follow my baby's lead. we are going to gain our own rhythm as time goes on if I am open, if I am present, and if I surrender to what is. As I am entering the second trimester of my second pregnancy, I am really thinking about that because our mental health and emotional health is just as important as our physical health. Our bodies are giving so much to our growing and developing baby during that pregnancy. And once we hit postpartum, the nutrient depletion that we have to be intentional about fulfilling once again is important. And our mental and emotional health is just as important in that season. The way we approach ourselves, the way we approach our thoughts, what we are doing on a daily basis plays a role in our overall satisfaction of life, in our emotional and mental health, and how stable we feel. And these things play a role in postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety. I have recognized that finding my flow day to day, tapping back into a new rhythm, whatever that may bring in a day, plays a role on my mental and emotional health. And I don't think I'm alone in this because we as a society put so much emphasis on schedules, making sure our babies are on schedules, on the right schedules, our children thrive on schedules, and all of this stuff. And I have found that the more I release that way of thinking, the more I tap into my intuition and follow my baby's lead, like I was saying, and really surrender to what is, the better my mental and emotional health is, the more stable I feel. And getting back into a routine and finding a new routine feels more tangible. It feels possible. I've recognized a few things in this second pregnancy, especially in that first trimester. I, again, felt like we had the same type of routine going on in the day. We had our rhythm, right? Like we had our wake-up time, our breakfast, our cleanup, our gym, our nap, and then our afternoon. That's kind of our daily schedule. And we still had that consistency, but I felt so emotionally and mentally and physically drained that it was really hard for me to be present and that I didn't feel like I was in a good flow. I feel like I was just going through the motions and surviving while my husband was out of town for a few months. And I know I don't want to live in that type of mindset. I know that's not where flow and rhythm is found for me. I want to be intentional with showing up in the present moment. I want to be intentional with following my son's lead, even now as he's entering 19 months old. Yes, we nap around the same time of day and he goes to bed around the same time of day. That just naturally happens for him. I don't have to set a timer. I don't have to watch the clock. I can just watch his cues and base it off of that. I want to start doing that for myself and finding the time to record these podcasts, finding the time to meet up with friends and schedule in connection with other people in ways that feels really good versus ways that feels like I'm adding something onto my plate. That's what I'm trying to do now. And at the same time, writing this stuff down for future Tia, because I know postpartum is going to hit after we have the second baby and I'm going to feel lost and overwhelmed by being home with a toddler who will be around 2 at that time and a newborn as I'm freshly postpartum. I don't know how I'm going to handle that, but I do know that I trust myself to show up in the present moment because I'm going to continue practicing that today. I'm not going to find the roadmap out there to figure out what my flow is as a mom based on somebody's social media post or somebody else's podcast telling me exactly what time my kids need to be sleeping, follow these wake schedules or whatever schedule it is out there, feeding schedule. There's so many schedules out there that people want to give to you and tell you that this is the key to ease and less stress and anxiety in your life. And that's just not necessarily true for everybody. If that works for you, I'm very happy for you. That's great. I just know from personal experience, using the apps on the phone and the timers and figuring out sleep and wake windows wasn't for me. It caused more stress and anxiety. My baby slept less around those times versus when we just followed our cues and trusted that he knows when he's tired. Sleep isn't something that we have to train our kids into. It's biological. Our bodies know that we need sleep. It's all about providing a safe environment for him to follow his intuition and to let him know that I too trust his intuition so he can learn how to trust it as he grows. I don't even know if he needs to learn how to trust it. I think that we're born trusting our intuition and it's conditioned out of us. So with that, I believe following my own rhythm, finding my own flow in motherhood comes from being in the present moment and following my intuition of what needs to happen next and reconnecting with my deeper knowing and trusting of I can get through this even when it's challenging and doing activities and getting things done in a way that feels really good versus adding something to my to-do list that I need to check off, adding something to my chore list that needs to get done before the end of the day. No, I want to get it done when it fits into our rhythm for that day. If the dishes pile up, I'm not going to let that stress me out anymore. I'm going to get them done in a couple of minutes. It doesn't need to be immediate. Right now, we have such a good flow going with making our meals, eating, and cleaning up afterwards. But I know it hasn't always been that way. It's been this way now that he's 19 months old and he recognizes the rhythm and he partakes in it when he wants to, or he entertains himself doing something else. And it hasn't always been that easy for us. I know that I will get here again one day, but I also know that when our baby number two comes, it's going to be a whole new ball game. Things are going to look different. We're going to fall in and out of flows and rhythms. And I think that's just part of it. That's part of motherhood. That's part of adapting and surrendering to what is in order to get things done, in order to be present with your child and make the most of even the mundane activities that need to be done every day. Life is happening here and right now. It's not happening in the past and it's not happening in the future. My mind is so good at ruminating about the past, and my mind is even better about worrying about the future. If I let it, it will try to plan out every conversation, every step that I need to take tomorrow. And when I get to that place, I am anxious. I am not present. I am not living the life that I know I deserve to. I am trying to remind myself in this season to be present even during the dishes, even while washing the dishes. I am going to carry this into the rest of my pregnancy because it is already going by so fast. The time that I have solo with my firstborn is going to be gone before I know it, and we are going to be welcoming another baby into our family and trying to navigate and figure out what does that flow look like in that season is not my job right now. My job is to be present in this moment, to be connected with my son, with myself, with my husband, and enjoy this day, this moment for what it is, because I'm never going to get it back. Trusting that the process will play out exactly how it needs to, that my flow will return, and that honestly, it's never going in the first place. I don't think that we ever lose our flow. It just changes for the season that we're in, and accepting that and knowing that is going to happen, we can still prepare for it in the ways that are life-giving versus taking away from our present moment. I want to know, what was your experience of that first year with your child? And How did you find your flow? How did you adapt to new rhythms and figuring out what needed to get done in a day, how you were going to get it done, or if you were able just to surrender to what is and actually enjoy it for what that day brought, whatever that may have been? I would love to hear from you. Reach out to me on Instagram. I am tia.walden. That is TIA.WALDEN. Please reach out to me. I would love to know what it is that helped you find your flow and where you're currently at now. And remember, each moment is an opportunity to begin again, Mama. Thank you for joining Begin Again, Mama. I am grateful you chose to spend time with me. I know how busy you are and how precious your time really is. If you like this podcast, I invite you to subscribe or follow on your desired platform. And when you do, please rate and review Begin Again, Mama. This helps me expand our reach. Until next time, remember, each moment is an opportunity to start anew and begin again, Mama.